Holiday your heart out at Old Navy. Today only, all outerwear and all tees are 50% off. Plus, get 40% off your entire purchase at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Outerwear and tees valid 11/18, 40% valid 11/15 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Radio.
Welcome to Vamp Radio's Day and Night. Today is Wednesday, the 11th, March 2009. And tonight, my co-host is Jess, and this is Amy, and I'm a little out of it tonight. Hi, Jess.
Hey, Amy. How you doing there, kiddo?
It's a terrible day, but I'll be okay.
Suck it up, kiddo. It'll be good. In any case, hi, everybody. I'm so excited. I finally got my boys, the Tombstone Brawlers, on tonight. I want to give a little intro here. The Tombstone Brawlers, New York, New Jersey's premier psychobilly outfit, has been kicking ass and taking names since the mid-90s. They've toured Europe with the Caravans, co-headlined the American Nightmare Festival in L.A. with the Phantom Rockers, and they actually just had their debut album, Scary Movies, provided the Brawlers are definitely a force to be reckoned with, and the band's second full-length album, Meat Hook Lover, was released in late summer of 2008. Is that correct, boys?
Yep.
I want you all to give a big welcome to Zacher, Pete,
hey.
Johnny, and Chris. They are the Tombstone Brawlers.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Johnny, did you say hello?
Did I?
How y'all doing today?
The quiet one.
I think we all are.
Right, hello. I'm doing good.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah. So, we opened up the show with Meat Hook Lover. Can you tell us a little bit about that song? How'd you come up with that?
It's about hanging a chick from a meat hook because he didn't pick up the phone. It's the title track off our latest record, Meat Hook Lover.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have been asking me because I've been talking about the band for a while, Psychobilly. Give us a little rundown. What exactly is Psychobilly? I mean, I've tried to explain it myself, but it's probably better from it coming from you guys.
All right, go ahead, Pete.
Oh, you can give me this one, huh?
Great. Yeah.
Give me the rope and I'll hang myself with it. I guess the stupidest way I could describe it aesthetically would be if Elvis was to meet the Wolfman in a dark alley. Generally, with most psychobilly, there's a horror element to it. Aesthetically, you know, with the album covers that the bands have, lyrics, the feel, there's sort of a campy horror element to it. And the music itself, generally, say, is a mix of rockabilly, punk, and surf. And do you have anything to add to that, Zachary? What am I missing?
No, I'm pretty sure that's it. I mean, it started back in the 80s, the you know, psychobilly, and a lot of this horror rockabilly started back in the 50s. But in the 80s, it had a resurgence after the Stray Cats and everything else came out, and there's a band called the Meteors out in England that started that whole thing up, and the Cramps back in the 70s and 80s definitely helped with it too, you know?
Yeah. So. The psychobilly purists out there, the guys that really know the history, would probably, you know, have a few things to add to that. But
yeah, it'd probably be raping us up the ass right now.
Half hour show. So we're not going to get any more specific. Get on the internet and check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you guys have been together for a while. How'd you get together in the first place?
Well, we are no original members left in this band.
Yeah, well, you took over.
Well, it was rather an interesting night.
Hey, Chris.
Drunken merriment.
Chris, why don't you tell them about the history of the band?
Me?
No, the other Chris, the one that's been in the band for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Chris, tell them.
I don't know.
Lovely, you're so fired, Chris.
Yeah, we're looking for a new drummer. If anybody out there plays drums,
anybody need a drummer, you know, get at
me. Yeah, I think I'm the longest lasting member in this band so far. So Pete joined probably about 7 months after.
I have some girlfriends that would argue that.
Well, you know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't you guys take turns introducing yourselves and let us know what you do in the band? I mean, I know what you do in the band, but tell everybody on the radio what you do in the band, and maybe that'll get people to recognize your voices a little bit.
All right. I'm Zacher. I am the lead singer and heavy drinker of the band. I also play rhythm guitar and occasional lead guitar. Been in the band for probably about 7 years, and I'm the big, gigantic, tall guy with the ill disposition. I guess that's me. So
I guess I'll go next. I'm Pete. I play bass, and I've been in the band for about 5 years. So I guess Zacher and I are the veterans of the band at this point, sad as that sounds. And that's all I have to say. I play a big, gigantic violin. Who's next?
My name is Johnny. I've been in the band 6 months. Played with these guys for years. I play guitars and I stand in the corner. That don't steal my riffs. Got it.
Don't
look at me. I'm Chris. I've been playing the band for about 3 months, playing drums, nothing special. What to say about me? I sit behind Zacher, this big goon, and
yeah, he's the guy that nobody can see because they have to try to look around Zacher.
Yeah, Zacher's Just so everybody knows, like,
I would be ominous.
Yes, Zachar is definitely ominous. I have to say, what are you, like 6'3", 6'4"?
Oh, no, I'm 6'7".
Are you really?
The pompadour. Yeah, the pompadour adds like another 5-6 inches.
Yeah. He's like 6'7". And about how much do you weigh, Zachar, just to give him an idea?
What was that?
About how much do you weigh?
Probably like 300 pounds of man.
So he's a built guy. I mean, you're not like a big guy. You're not like, you know.
No.
Hot,
I'm not like, please,
definitely.
I am definitely one trip away from obese if I should go to like an all you can eat buffet or something. But
your fiance is in the chat room. She says Pete's also the heartthrob. Don't let him fool you.
No. That's Chris. New drummer.
Well, between Pete and Johnny, they're the two single guys in the band. So.
Yeah.
I'll see that, girls.
Well, he tried to get us late at every show, but. Yeah.
That's right. I have to go and mention that at every single show.
Yeah.
What are you trying to hook him up, Zachar? You little matchmaker?
That's right.
And we need all the help we can get.
I don't know if you've looked at pictures of us or anything, but you know.
we've got a whole bunch of ladies. We've got a whole bunch of ladies in the chat room, so you have a pretty good chance there. We have a lot of lady listeners.
I don't have any idea.
Actually, we'll probably, if you guys are cool with it, we'll probably take some calls if anybody wants to call in.
Cool.
All right, so let me just throw that number out there. It's 9, I'm just going to give my cell phone number. 718-508-9440 if anybody wants to give a call in. These guys are really awesome. I know Zachar for a long time, and I'm sure they would love to hear from you, so give a call in. In the meantime, we'll continue asking some questions that we ask everybody. This is catered to you guys. I know from previous knowledge, you toured in Germany, yes?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, honestly, it was a great time. We did about a week out there, and it was awesome. We got to see a lot of Germany through the bus windows, and got to meet a lot of cool people. But, I mean, it definitely had its differences. I know that we almost didn't get paid in Frankfurt because we called them Hot Dog Town, and evidently that's a big, big, big thing to not make fun of people out there for. And also, you should not remind them that they are notorious for eating each other's shit. So, you know.
Probably not a good idea. Yeah, I'm surprised you made it out.
Yeah, no, it was pretty fun.
We made both those errors, of course, on tour. So.
Of course.
I think I made both those errors.
Yeah.
Oops.
And they had we had some really bad pizza that had corn on it.
Yeah, pepperoni does not mean pepperoni over in Europe. It means peppers and corn.
Really?
Yeah, salami pizza, that's where it's at.
Interesting. Amy, were you going to type in there for a minute?
No, I said that's good to know.
Yeah. So how did everybody receive the music over there in over there?
Well, they're still living in the 50s over there. I mean, the scene over there was when we went over there, I think, sort of on its way out. But, I mean, it's still really big over there. Psychobilly's huge in Europe and on the West Coast. We're sort of the East Coast's answer to that. But it's still growing over here. So hopefully, you know, us playing will sort of build that up a little bit.
It's actually pretty funny because I was talking, I have another co-host for a different show that I do for True Blood, which is the HBO show on Sunday.
Right.
And because we have all different shows for vampire shows and all different kinds of things, but we did one for True Blood, and I happened to be mentioning to my co-host Gina, who lives in Georgia, I mentioned your guy's name, and she's like, oh my God, I think I know those guys. So you're getting a name for yourself. So,
we're always shocked when we find out people have heard of us.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really shocked, but it was just kind of cool that I found out on air. we recently, maybe like a couple months ago, were interviewing Shallow Graves magazine. They had contacted us, and we had them on to talk about all different paranormal stuff and really about their magazine itself. And they do reviews on anything having to do with anything out of the ordinary, pretty much anything horror-based. And they were mentioning something about movies and music and all this stuff, and I was like, you know, you may want to get in contact with my buddies, Tombstone Brawlers. And as soon as I said the name, he's like, oh, my God. He's like, I just have to do a review on that movie, and I just heard their music. So he knew you. He knew you guys.
Nice.
So he's like, yeah, I got to get in contact with them. And they're on the MySpace page, too. So I'm thinking you guys definitely have to get in contact because they'll probably do an article on you, too.
Nice. Most definitely. That would be good.
Yeah, but it shocked the shit out of me when I was on my. I was like, wow, you heard of them? And he's like, yeah, and he named the movies that you had done soundtracks to. So, and I can't remember all of them. I think one of them, one I think I actually saw. What were the movies that you did the soundtracks, some songs for?
Gothkill, The Soul Collector.
Die, You Zombie Bastards. Yes, that was the one that he was talking about that he had to watch and do a review of.
We also have a song in a... Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
We have a song in a movie called... two songs in a movie called Coalition, which is a movie about... It's really completely... has nothing to do with the band or the sound or anything, but we ended up on the soundtrack. It's a movie about the... about a particular labor union in Brooklyn in the 80s, and we ended up on that soundtrack, which is interesting.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Neither here nor there, but I did see the movie in Ballbuster Video recently. So
I have as well, so it is there.
I've never seen it.
No, neither have I. we also were in one of our songs is also in a movie that was at one of these film festivals. I was actually in the movie, too, and I can't remember the name of it. But, it was a lesbian coming-of-age movie, and we were in that.
Is it My Girl?
No, surprisingly enough.
You guys are too funny. So what's in store for the Tombstone Brawlers? What are you guys doing? What are you up to? Where are you going?
Writing new songs.
Yeah, getting a new album out there for you guys with these new guys.
Yeah, where are your albums? Are your albums available in particular stores, iTunes? Where can we get them?
You can pretty much order them anywhere. If you go into Target, you can order a record. You can get it pretty much anywhere online. I know Cargo Records holds our album for sale on there as well. Or if you want to go to one of our shows and pay us to go and play for you guys, we'll also be able to go and get you an album too. So.
Awesome.
You can also buy it directly off of the MySpace page. You can get it on PayPal also, and you can actually download it off of Interpunk. I think it's $10 to download it. Actually, it's probably the cheapest way you can go.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about iTunes? Are you on iTunes too?
I don't know if we're on that. Are we on that?
I have no idea.
You're not. You should be.
We're really organized.
Yeah. Was it CD Baby? That's the other one, I think.
Yeah, we're on
CD Baby.
You're on CD Baby.
Yep.
Awesome. And so both of your albums are available there.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The first record we don't make a dime off of. So, I can't really tell you even where to get that. But the second album, it's available at all those different sites. So,
Are you officially signed? Are you still independent? What's the deal?
I would say we're independent.
We're independent. Yeah. The first record was actually put out on a European psychobilly label, coincidentally called Tombstone. And he put out, Klaus, the owner of Tombstone, put out a lot of records with pretty great bands. He did Demented Argo, and he's done The Caravans, and there's a whole list of bands that he's done. But that was just the first record that was put out with him. The second record, we decided to put it out independently. And the third one is probably going to be the same case. It's going to be independent. Release more control.
Yeah.
It sucks when you make a record with a label and you can't even get them to send you CDs to sell.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of crappy.
That's a bad situation when you have to bootleg your own CDs.
Yeah, I just bought our first record off of Amazon.com.
You bought your own first record?
Yeah, my fiance bought me the first record for Christmas this year. I was so excited to see it because I had given my own copy out at a show. So
that has now become the master for our
bootlegging operation.
Oh man! See now I can't pump you for albums to give away to contestants.
Well, we got the second
burn CDs.
Personally
burned by the Tombstone Brawlers.
Yeah, oftentimes we'll have like trivia things like that on different nights, and sometimes we'll give out prizes and CDs and things like that. So if you guys happen to come across some extra CDs, we'd love to give them out as prizes. I'm sure some people would love to win them.
Yeah, we
can definitely do that. Absolutely.
Yep. Even send you some T-shirts.
Awesome! Sweet! I'll have to give you guys my information or Amy's information, and we'll have to distribute it that way.
Nice.
Don't forget Tombstone Brawlers thongs also.
Thongs? Yeah. Definitely. Got to get me one of those. Where are you guys playing live?
Actually, we have three shows coming up in the next 2 months. And the first one out of those three will be in New Jersey at Maxwell's on the 14th, which I believe is this Saturday. It is Saturday, right? Saturday,
yeah.
No, 14th, exactly.
Yes.
And that's actually a benefit show for Rett Syndrome. And all the proceeds are going to a family from California with a daughter that has this illness. And it's actually it's a great day, and we're really happy to lend a hand. But we're playing with the Skells, which I believe is a punk band from mm-hmm. New Jersey, and another band called Rhythm Bound, which is another rockabilly band. So that's the 14th. On the 21st, we're playing at Don Hills in Manhattan with a ska swing band called Tri-State Conspiracy.
Awesome.
And then on the 24th of April, we're playing in Brooklyn at a place called Hank's Saloon. So there's three booked right now, and you can get any of that information off our page. Just go on to MySpace page, and we've got all the dates and the details.
Now, for those people who aren't in the chat room and who are listening in the archives or who are listening live and don't have access to the computer, what is your MySpace page?
How does MySpace work? It's www.myspace/ the Tombstone Brawlers. That's how you should be able to find us.
Okay, no problem. And all that information is listed on there, as well as the option to buy the CD at that point.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And Amy typed in the chat room. She's like, I'm sad. I didn't hear anything about North Carolina. Are you guys planning on touring? I mean, I know you mostly have, like, day jobs and stuff like that, but are you planning on going on another tour around the country?
You know, we don't rule it out, but because we are working stiffs, we usually do the weekend bender. of going down south for a little bit, and then by Sunday making our way back up here and getting back to sleep and nursing our hangovers by the next day.
Ideally, we would like to get out there and do 2 weeks up and down the East Coast at a minimum. But it's something that we have to sort of get off our asses and actually do.
Yeah, and take some vacation time.
Yeah, it's tough to have to work 50 hours a week and get out and do that. You know,
yeah.
Time off from work, and so I know everybody's don't cry, it's a river or anything, but yeah, it's sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds to get out there and hit the road. So we hope to soon play more shows out of our area. Get back to it.
Yeah, well, we're playing actually a benefit here in North Carolina, so. Might shoot you guys an email, and maybe you guys can come down here and play that.
Cool.
Awesome.
Send us the info.
That's definitely.
Very cool. Yeah, we're getting a concert benefit together. So far we have G-Tom Mack and Corey Haim, I think, are in the running to come out and play with us. And 100 Monkeys, they're kind of more jazzy. Who's the other person?
Hi, Oliver.
Yeah, they're all pretty much indies at this point, well, except for Z-Tom Mac, who did Cry Little Sister from Lost Boys. Yeah, the theme song for Lost Boys, and Corey Haim and him are working together doing something. So we'll see if we can afford to get them out here. But we love them. They're awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Corey Haim's a cool guy.
Yeah. He's getting it together. He's getting it together. He's just so
it's good. That's good. License to Drive was awesome.
Are you guys big movie fans? Do you like retro movies or horror movies? B horror movies? You must.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. I think everybody likes all of the above, depending on.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely gonna have to put the Die Zombie Bastards on the schedule for our new horror show that we're gonna be opening pretty soon. On Vamp Radio.
Yeah, that's a doozy.
Yeah.
Also, like Dead and Breakfast, that one was one of my favorites too.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sequel, isn't it?
I think so. Could be.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yep.
Yep.
And we're getting some private messages here that people want to hear another song, so we're gonna take a little break and play another song. Amy. Thank God. What song are we going to play next?
I have no idea. What song do you want to play next, guys?
What songs you got?
Jeff, my switchboard's gone, so you have to take
care
of that.
Oh, that's great. Okay. We have Buried Treasure or Number of the Beast.
Buried Treasure.
Yeah, we'll do Buried Treasure.
All right. You want to set that up for us? What? How'd you come across it? Well, how'd you come across it? How'd you write this one, and what's it about?
This song just sort of happened, actually. It was, we just started jamming out a riff, and it just sort of fell into place.
It's about a gentleman who just happens to enjoy killing people and burying them in the basement, and hopefully his wife won't find out.
Don't we all?
Yes.
And actually, that brings up a question before I play this one song. Do you guys, when you're writing songs, do you come up with the lyrics first and then the music, or the music first and then the lyrics, or do you kind of just meld it together?
I think with us it's generally music first and then the
there's still songs that we play live that I still have no idea what the lyrics are, so
he just makes them up as it goes along.
Yeah, I just go a whole lot, and it usually works. It works for Kurt Cobain, why can't it work for me?
That's but true.
Exactly.
Sweet. So while we're playing this song, people feel free to give a call in, ask any questions that you'd like. Obviously, we're having a grand old time here, but if there's a specific question that you want us to ask, write it in the chat room or give us a call at 718-508-9440. This is Tombstone Brawlers, Buried Treasure.
Chris, are you there?
God, is that you?
give us a minute while we unmute the boys.
Done.
All right.
Okay. I have a really serious question.
Okay.
This is like the most serious question you will ever have on this interview. Okay?
I think Chris needs to ask. Chris needs to answer this question.
Actually, this is for all of you, okay?
Great idea.
Okay.
If you could be any superhero, who would you be and why?
The ambiguity gets low.
Damn, Zacher, go first, man.
All right, well, I just saw The Watchmen, and I would have to say, after seeing that giant blue cock, I would have to be Dr. Manhattan.
Wow. I haven't seen it yet, but that's quite a revelation there.
Yeah, that's the only, you know, they had to keep it in wide, like when they do this whole movie in DVD, they're going to have to keep it in widescreen just to keep it on the fucking frame.
Damn. Got an anaconda. Unbelievable.
There's just way too much penis in that movie.
I know. I'm a fan of Wolverine.
Wolverine?
I've been an X-Men kid since I was very young. So I'm gonna have to go with Wolverine. I mean, you can't beat that healing factor in those claws. It's pretty fucking kick ass.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm a nerd.
I thought you would be a wizard.
Are there any wizard superheroes? You could be Harry Potter, and he's not a fucking superhero. He's lame ass.
Merlin.
Who's next?
I would have to go with Batman because he's always been one of my favorites. I don't know. I guess the appeal is that he's just kind of like a regular guy, but he's got a lot of cool shit that he can do stuff, and he's just tough and stuff and dark and mysterious, and I don't know. He's just a cool dude. So, other than the fact that he hangs out in caves, and he's probably a lot weirder than we get to see in the comics, but whatever. That's psychobilly for you.
Yes.
Where's our drummer?
Yeah.
I'm talking so much.
Quiet, Chris.
Don't worry.
Are you hiding?
I'm in a full house, so I keep muting my phone because there's a lot of talking going on.
Well, let's pretend Chris isn't there.
He's lying. He's throwing up so much because he's nervous.
Chris would be She-Ra.
Quite
be She-Ra.
Chris could be She-Ra.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Let's make him She-Ra. Cool with that.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay.
Actually, after listening to that song, I figured... I'd let everybody know that the last album we put out was a concept album. It's pretty much why every song is about killing people. So, you know, just in case you found it a little odd that we're talking about hanging meat chicks up by meat hooks, the last album was a concept album about a serial killer. We actually had an album returned to us because we depicted too much violence against women, which was not in our intent. But when you're making a movie about, or making a album about a serial killer that kills women, you should probably have your album cover match that. So, just to let your listeners know.
Right. And we all, you know, you guys are good guys, so you're not really into killing women, right?
No, we like women.
Yeah.
Maybe everybody except Chris.
Yeah, except Chris. Chris is totally a serial killer.
Hey.
That's what he gets.
This is very mysterious. We don't know too much about him or his past.
Yeah.
So the new album that you guys are working on, do you have a concept for that one? Do you have a name, or is it
rodeo
kind of
clown.
Just whatever? What?
It's about rodeo clowns.
Rodeo clowns?
And, you know, killing people in Volkswagen Beetles.
Do you have a name for the album yet?
Rodeo Clown Killer from Texas.
We're not nearly that organized. We'll probably come up with that, you know, sometime down the road.
When we're making the album cover and need a word that fits on there just right, that's when we're
right.
going to come up with the album cover, the album name.
So I've actually got a couple questions for you. Somebody is asking, what are your guys' dream dates?
Wow. That's a good one.
Jeez.
I'm going to answer that one.
Okay, who's
that? I'm going to go with Famke Janssen. Does anybody know who that is?
No.
Oh, is it Stanley? Was she did play Jean Grey in the X-Men movies.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh! I thought you were talking about people. I thought this was a you know.
No, no, like an actual dream date. What's your dream date?
Oh, with someone.
Yeah, so like beer and pizza. That's mine.
Beer and pizza. Oh, the actual date. Okay, so I was right.
Well, I had my dream date. Actually, on Valentine's Day. Yeah. I sat down in my house and I, you know, ate some food. And watch some Evil Dead. It was a good night.
I love Evil Dead.
Yeah. Just me and the old lady watching some Evil Dead.
Wait.
On Valentine's Day. Because nothing says I love you like Evil Dead.
Just Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness?
I was watching Evil Dead, but she passed out after Evil Dead. And, you know, I would have continued on with the Evil Dead 2, because Evil Dead 2 is definitely a lot better than Evil Dead.
I concur. I definitely like Evil Dead 2 a lot better.
Yeah. Granted, the best one is still Army of Darkness. But.
Yeah. Well, Army of Darkness is a little commercialized, but I definitely like Campion of Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, but it has so many great lines.
It does. It does.
Jess?
Yes?
That question was actually for Johnny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Johnny Nokies, what's your favorite, what's your dream date?
My dream date is, I don't know. I'm sure I've dropped back and thought about it on a few occasions, but I actually, I guess I'll just go with what comes to mind. I'd like to take, the girl that I'm really into, my pinup queen, take her to the drive-in, and I just bought a 52 Dodge. Once she's all fixed up, take her to the drive-in, just kind of hold her close, watch a movie, eat some popcorn, maybe take her someplace nice,
like the
lake or something, you know, for a midnight drive. I don't know. I like sentimental kind of stuff like that. I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned.
Aw. Well, you guys are lucky that you actually have a drive-in, like one of the only drive-ins, I think,
yeah.
In the metro state area, the tri-state area.
Yeah, there's one over in Poughkeepsie and one up in Hyde Park, which is where I was living for a while. So.
Right.
There's also one in Warwick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one in Warwick, too, yeah.
Warwick is the one that I go to, Warwick, New York. But, you know.
Describe the perfect date. There's nothing wrong with that date.
Yeah, I like simple things. You know, I like the complicated stuff too. But you know, I don't know. I guess I like the sometimes keeping it simple is all you need. You know.
Mhm. Very cool. And I did have another question. I can't remember what it was, but we got a bunch of people in the chat room. They're all loving the music.
Cool.
So now you guys have put together this concept album. Was it hard for you to do all that, or did it kind of just fall into place? Like once you wrote the first one, did they all fall into place, or did you write it in a specific order, or did you kind of like take all the ones that had the same type of theme and put them all in one album?
Well, when we were in the studio, as we were recording them, I think a lot of the concepts started falling into place, and a lot of the lyrics started getting changed to a lot of the songs to start fitting that concept. So I hope that answers your question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it kind of, like, got melded together and then tweaked a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's some other stuff on there that doesn't...
Yeah, go ahead, Zach.
No, go ahead. I'm talking all over you.
No, sorry. It didn't start out as a serial killer concept record. I think our singer at the time had written a few songs, you know, with that theme. And as the record progressed, there were other songs that originally didn't have that theme that ended up taking it on. And I think he was trying to create some continuity, and that's how it sort of morphed into. I wouldn't call it a complete concept record because there are songs on the record that are off that topic, but there are enough on there that it's you can loosely say it's a concept album, because the theme is pretty prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are indie. You've been in the business for a while, enough time to have learned some of the pitfalls and some of the advantages. Got any advice to anybody who's starting out, things to stay away from, or, you know, what if, you know, somebody's got together a band in their garage, what's the first step? What do they do?
Hire a lawyer. Well, even if you, everybody has the concept that major labels will screw you over, but smaller labels will do it too. So you kind of got to watch your ass, and you really, it's sad, but even the smaller independent ones will take advantage of you, and there'll be a lot of stuff that's not in the contract or something that they agree upon that actually doesn't come through with, and it can still get messy, even though when you're thinking, oh, these guys are independent, they're on our side, they're going to help us out, and, you know, you end up with the short end of the stick again, you know. So just be careful, you know.
Yeah.
Not to be negative.
There goes Chris.
I think another
call back in, Chris did.
Yeah, we lost Chris for a minute and then he came back.
Who's that, Chris?
Yeah.
Is back?
Yeah,
back. Another
back.
Bit of advice for bands that are starting out is try to piggyback with bands that are a little bit further along. In other words, if you know people in a band, you know, and they're drawing 40 to a show, set shows up with them. You know, it'll always be to your benefit to play with bands that are a little further along, because you can win over some of their audience. You can always learn things also by hanging around with them. Okay, use your resources, you know, when you're doing this, and sometimes it just means getting a little help from people that are a little further along. I mean, that's always
how did you
for us.
Start out? Did you start out just doing like open mic nights and stuff like that, or did you start out running?
Honestly, our one thing that we do is we play the shows that matter. A lot of the times for these bands that just are starting out, they'll tour for 2 months and play in East Jibib, Ohio on a Monday night, where one guy in a cowboy hat is going to show up to their show. For us, what we started doing is we really built up a name for ourselves by playing a lot of those shows that had a bigger name on there, or a band that just had a good crowd following, and then just constantly hit those areas. In New York, we have a really decent fan base, just because we've been working at it for a long time. And if it doesn't come right away, don't be discouraged. Just keep doing it, you know?
Yep, and promotion is probably a good idea too, right? Get your name out there.
Absolutely. MySpace is amazing.
Yeah.
Not just because we can pick up 14-year-old girls, but because it is a valuable tool.
For everybody who's listening, they're joking.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, we are not pedophiles.
Yes. The opinions expressed by the Tombstone Brawlers are not necessarily reflective of Vamp Radio.
Or BTR.
We're going to get hate mail.
Don't worry. We're not hitting on 14-year-old girls.
No.
Unless you buy our album.
The advent of the internet has completely changed the way bands promote themselves. Because I remember when I was a kid and playing in, you know, crappy little bands, I mean, you had to pound the pavement. You had to stick flyers up. And, you know, technically, you probably still should be doing that. Do you really need to do that at this point? Probably not. But it's always great to promote yourself by going to other shows and handing out flyers. You know, putting up putting up a flyer in a record store, although those things seem to be going the way of the dinosaur. You know, nobody's buying music from stores anymore. There are no more record stores. At least they're
not around Vernon in that area, in the northern New Jersey area, but definitely. There's definitely one in Morristown, Scotty's Records, and they usually promote a lot of bands.
Scotty's is great, but the problem with Scotty's that I find is they don't have a lot of the really rare stuff. And,
no, they don't. I used
and
to
that's what's happening is a lot of these record stores stop carrying stuff that's going to sit on their shelves for 2 years before somebody comes in and gets it. So they're going to go and carry the new Jonas Brothers album, the new Mandy Moore album.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
There's
I
a
used
new Mandy Moore album?
Yeah.
I'm here to ask.
Nobody told me.
I love Mandy Moore.
But,
yeah, I used to work across the street from Scotty's, and every day I used to go across and ask for another, you know, do you have this? And they didn't. And they're like, oh, we can order it. But I didn't really want to wait, you know. I'll go to FYE and buy something off of that. But it's really sad because it's a little local store, and it's kind of cool. But,
I mean, in the city, you still got a bunch of good stores in there, but even those are going the way of the dinosaur, too.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, everybody downloads now, and that's really what's starting to kill stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been at a show where some guy comes up to me and tells me he's really sorry, but he just downloaded our album, and he's now feeling bad about it and has to spend $10 to buy himself one. You know?
Yeah. Well, CD Baby and iTunes, you're still getting the money that way, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's enough sites out there where you can get our album for free. And I don't want to go and condone that because,
no.
You know.
No, and
every
we
dime we don't make
pirated music at all. You know, everything that we play, we've played because we've gotten it from the bands themselves and they said, yeah, you can play it. You know? And as a matter of fact, next week when we had somebody scheduled to be on and then they changed their mind. Amy, are we doing that concert thing next week?
The concert thing was a secret, but you just left that out of the bag.
Well, we didn't say who or what.
Well, they know who we're having on next week, so.
Well,
yeah.
No, they don't know who we're having on next week.
The Jonas Brothers.
Jonas Brothers. Woo! No, not the Jonas Brothers.
I just saw their movie in 3D.
Yeah, well, our backup on that is that we're going to play all of the music of everybody that we've had on so far, so that if anybody has missed any one of our shows, you can always go back and listen to the archives. But just to give a little sampling of everybody that we've had on so far, we've got a couple of tunes from each one of the bands, and we're probably going to do a little DJ show because we had somebody cancel on us. So
there's a question in the chat room. What other music do you guys listen to besides your own?
Mozart.
I like Prince a lot.
Oh, no. I'm into Rainbow and anything that Ronnie James Dio was on.
Yeah. I concur.
I don't think you've gotten a serious answer out of them yet.
I like show tunes.
Seriously. What
really
are your influences? You know, how did you get into rockabilly, psychobilly? How did you get into it?
It all started with Men at Work.
Yeah. For me, it started with like a lot of that 80s stuff, like Men at Work is one good one, and a lot of ska. And my parents used to listen to a lot of Stray Cats when I was a kid. My dad was in a rockabilly band. I got into metal, and, you know, I think a lot of that you can hear when we're playing is a little bit of our metal roots, so.
Metal.
You know, I think, like, there's one band that, like, sort of unites us all, and I think that's, Maiden. I think everybody in this band can agree that we all enjoy some really good Iron Maiden.
I concur.
Yes.
I grew up, my parents used to listen to, I used to sit in the back seat and play air guitar when I was really young to like Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran, Carl Perkins, the early Beatles, a lot of that, Elvis, a lot of that early stuff, the Stray Cats as well, big influence, and then it just all kind of unfolded from there. I just really wanted a guitar and still do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you have
okay.
it.
Can you guys do us a favor?
Sure.
Okay, drop your pants.
I just did.
Amy.
Okay, awesome.
Already
okay,
done.
Could you guys, this is being recorded, and we like to ask our guests to say their name and then say you're listening to, you know, which band you're in and you're listening to Vamp Radio. So could you guys go one by one and do that for us?
All right. Pete, you want to go first?
Okay. This is Pete from the Tombstone Brawlers, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Okay, I'll go then. Hey, this is Zacher from the Tombstone Brawlers, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Hey, this is Johnny Nokies from the Tombstone Brawlers, and you're listening to Vamp Radio.
Nice. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Is Chris there still or no?
Quiet, Chris. Is he still there?
What the fuck happened to Chris?
Wait, am I still here?
Yeah, you're still there.
Yeah.
I keep losing service, keep calling back, and phone's not very good.
You missed half the interview. It's awesome.
I don't even know what we're talking about, honestly.
You have to say, hi, this is Chris the Goon for the Tombstone Brawlers, and you're listening to Vamp Radio. That's exactly what you have to say.
In that voice, right?
Sure.
All right. This is Chris the Goon from the Tombstone Brawlers, and this is a Vamp Radio.
Nice.
Okay, you guys
can
put your pants back on now.
That was
all right. For my cocoa butter rub down.
Yeah. Well, just to recap, we're running out of time. You guys have been very generous, spending almost an entire hour with us. But you've been listening to the Tombstone Brawlers. We're going to play a song on the way out as well, and that is The Number of the Beast. You guys want to let us know a little bit about that song?
It's a Maiden cover, because Maiden is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the Beast.
And so is the Beast. Okay.
Eventually.
You can find their albums at on their MySpace page, and you can contact them that way as well as any of their recent shows. They've got 3 shows coming up in the tri-state area for New York, New Jersey. And they can go... You can go to myspace.com/thetombstonebrawlers, and you can buy their album there. You can buy it on CD Baby. You guys are really looking to getting iTunes. And, give it a play. You're going to love it. They've got some songs that play automatically when you go on there, and they're great. You're going to love it. I just want to put you guys on pause for a minute here and go through our set up for next week. What do we got going on, Amy?
Okay, next week this week, Friday, we're having Moonlight Hour, and that's where we talk about Moonlight, and we're going to talk about Joseph because BTR fucked up last week and messed us all up. And then Saturday, we're going to have Gil Birmingham on. He plays Twilight.
Saturday is Books and Books. That is our writer show, all thing writers. Vampire poetry, role-playing, all kinds of stuff is on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, what time is that show, Amy?
That is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is preempting our usual True Blood. And if you guys missed our broadcast last week, True Blood is no longer airing on Sundays. We are now airing on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern, and that is starting this week. We're going to start talking about the books as opposed to the TV series. We're going to work up to all the books to the new release in May, which is book 9, I think. And that should bring us right into the next season of True Blood. Tuesday, what's going on Tuesday, Amy?
Tuesday, they're going to have some Twilight news, some New Moon news, and I think that's about it.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, we're going to have the 100 Monkeys again. They loved us so much last week. They wanted to come back.
And are we doing something?
What?
Are we doing something?
I can't hear you.
Are we doing something special?
No, it's a Wednesday night. I don't do anything special on
Wednesday night. They're just going to guest DJ with us?
I can't tell you what they're going to do.
They're just going to hang out with us, so come by again and, hang with the 100 Monkeys.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And, yeah, that's our week. So thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you on another show. And, again, you've been listening to Tombstone Brawlers, and this is Number of the Beast.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my own dreams. Were they reflections of my world, my staring back at me? Was it my dreams? It's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
Pole Hotline. Help! My in-laws are hosting Thanksgiving, and we're bringing the dressing.
You mean stuffing?
No, dressing. I need cute outfits for everyone.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's kicking off the holidays with stylish denim, velvet tops, the season's best dresses, and 40% off your entire purchase now through Tuesday.
40% off? We'll be stuffing our shopping bags full.
And don't forget colorful sweaters and amazing outerwear, too. You can even buy online and pick up in store for free.
Ooh, I love an all-you-can-wear buffet.
Holiday your heart out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 11/18 to 11/20. Exclusions apply. See stores for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.